in the course of those first few months, one got a deeper understanding of Moscow life. That is, one went to the films in the Arbat. There was a cinema where one went to the cinema, and you know, it was very exciting as a young revolutionary. The films, there was no foreign films available, but they were films about the, you know, almost exclusively devoted to aspects of the Civil War, pictures of the Civil War. Later on, there became the aspects of agriculture advance, the Good Earth.
Yeah.
And things like that, where the you know, the tractor was introduced into the countryside. That
and the tractor specialist as well.
Yes. That sort of type of film was subsequent, but the first memories of the film were, as I say, the impressions of Civil War only. Civil War, very exciting and so on. But it must have been a very low level of development of the cinema at that time. Whether that was so or not, I don't know. One went, as I did, very, very early to the Bolshoi. I was interested, for some reason or other. I suppose it's like everybody when they're abroad, they're alive. They want to see as much as possible. Alive.
So I
particularly went out of my way to get a ticket to go to the Bolshoi, and I saw the Krasny Mak, you know, a sort of ballet about, based upon the events in China in 1925-26. That was, you know, the business
the
in
Northern
China.
The expedition and all that.
Yeah, the business in China of these extraterritorial...
The concessions.
The concessions, you know. I think England, France or America,
and
there
Japan.
Was... they had concessions.
That's
in
right.
And so this ballet that that I was able to see was Krasny, I can remember the title now, Krasny Mak, and that Matt, and that was the story of imperialist oppression, really, in China, in these international territories that the imperialist powers had, Shanghai and Canton and these places.
Yeah.